Ross Simpson. Much to the utter dismay of liberals in Congress, Bill Clinton wants more money for the CIA. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Clinton has asked Congress to approve $28 billion for intelligence, the largest ever. Military threats have not gone away. 20 countries have nuclear weapons. 4 of those countries are former Soviet republics with nuclear warheads still aimed right at America's heart. But, Ted, for the U.S. to win the tough economic battles ahead, we need to start directing intelligence toward the marketplace. The illegal transfer of U.S. know-how that went into the French Airbus is a prime example of the need for more secure business intelligence. We must first keep U.S. technology and trade secrets in the U.S. Ted, we won the Cold War and funded it without much of your help. And until liberals like you realize that the boardroom is becoming just as important as the war room, we'll only have another uphill battle on our hands. Help your prez.
Al, once again, you leaped at the issue before you looked at the facts. James Woolsey, the CIA director, testified to Congress that over the next 5 years, the Clinton administration will cut the CIA budget. With the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, our legitimate intelligence needs are shrinking, not expanding. We can meet them with fewer resources than in the past. As to using the CIA to gather civilian intelligence on business issues, get serious, Al. Why in the world would you want the CIA to collect economic information on foreign competitors and then keep it secret? American businesses need access to that information. If you want the government to help business by collecting information, the Commerce Department is well equipped to handle the job. The American people want our government to keep fewer secrets, not more. The end of the Cold War makes that possible, Al, and necessary, too. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.